The task force has been working over the last few weeks. We have been reaching out to the businesses in Singapore, SMEs as well as MNCs, to engage them, to share with them the latest development in the global scene as well as the local situation, and also to get feedback from them to help make sense of what's happening and to better understand their needs, their concerns, and see how we can prepare ourselves to support them if the situation weakens further. And the task force met last week, and I also had the opportunity to meet Secretary for Treasury, Mr. Besant, and we had a very pleasant discussion and a very productive engagement between the two of us. I updated him on the various discussions we had between Singapore and U.S. on the collaboration and on strengthening economic relationship. And we also discussed the intention to further develop a bilateral relationship. And he has encouraged us to continue to engage USTR and the Department of Commerce to work out the various possibilities and the various options that we are exploring. The 10% baseline tariff remained in force for most countries, including Singapore. The higher level tariffs on the reciprocal tariffs have been deferred by 90 days to allow countries to negotiate with the US and with one another. And these countries which are in negotiation with the US will include Japan, Korea, EU and others as well. And at the same time, I think we just heard recently that the UK has announced they have reached an agreement with US on what they call the economic prosperity deal. So I think this is a good development. And there is also an agreement between U.S. and China to reduce the tariffs from 145% for U.S. to 30%, and for China from 125% to 10%, and to defer these higher tariffs by 90 days. This would also allow the two countries to come together to discuss, to engage, to consult one another, and to negotiate for a more amicable settlement in terms of the tariffs. So these are encouraging developments, but I should sound a word of caution because the outlook remains very uncertain. What will happen at the end of 90 days is still a big question mark, is yet to be known, and whether the negotiation with the other countries will progress smoothly, whether they will eventually settle at a level that are mutually agreeable and workable is something that is still yet to be seen. The discussion between China and U.S., of course, is right at the beginning, is a starting point. I think the journey will be quite long. It will take time for the two countries to come to an agreement with one another. Whether they will eventually be able to come to agreement is uncertain. So I think there is a lot of uncertainty remains in the global economy, and it's something that we will need to continue to monitor and be ready to respond as the situation evolves. And it is also important for us to continue to engage our businesses to make sure that they are stay in tune with the development in the world, and to be ready to prepare themselves to restructure their businesses, reorganize their businesses, and to continue to remain resilient. We are close to concluding the negotiation of ASEAN Trading Goods Agreement, ATIGA, and we are aiming to complete the negotiation by end of this month, and this is an upgrade to the trade in goods agreement, which is basically a free trade agreement, to further lower down tariff and to remove more tariff barriers so that we can facilitate trade among ASEAN members. I think this signals ASEAN members' commitment to deepen our integration and to strengthen our cooperation among our members. I think this is an important step forward that will signal to the world that we continue to want to be able to work with one another, to continue to trade with one another, and to continue to push ahead with the ASEAN integration. So I think this is regard to our collaboration within ASEAN. Among the ASEAN members, we have also discussed the possibility of strengthening ASEAN's partnership with other trading organizations, such as the EU or the GCC. So I think ASEAN will continue to engage them, and we are beginning to reach out to them and to provide opportunities for discussion between ASEAN and our dialogue partners. Other organizations such as the CPTPP as well as RCEP, Regional Cooperation for Economic Partnership, is something that we will continue to strengthen and deepen, and we are in discussion with all of them to see how we can open up more opportunities for dialogues with these trading blocks as well as our trading partners. So I think this will allow us to open up more markets for our exports, at the same time to also open up more sources of supply to strengthen our supply chain resilience. When we talk to our businesses, their feedback is also they are very concerned about this uncertainty because they don't really know what the tariffs are going to be. Whether they are able to lock into longer-term orders is something they are concerned about, because if you lock into an order that is going to be delivered in 6 months, in 1 year's time, what the tariff will be at that time, they really have no visibility today. So I think to many businesses, this uncertainty is very worrying and very unsettling. So I think we need to continue to support our businesses, encourage them to look ahead and to prepare themselves to be ready for changes that will come our way, whether it's tariffs or whether it's supply chain adjustments. All these are things that will happen, and we must be ready to diversify our supply chain sources and also diversify our markets for our goods and products. At the same time, we are also encouraging our enterprises to develop new products and services that will allow us to open up new opportunities for our businesses. And for the workers, we want to continue to encourage them to stay positive and focus on training and upgrading, because I think the scenario, the landscape after this tariff tension settles will be a new landscape, will be quite different. And the skill set that will be needed for new opportunities will be very different from what we are seeing today. So they should continue to make sure that they upgrade themselves, keep their skills up to date and relevant, so that when these new opportunities emerge, they will be in a strong position to seize these opportunities that will come our way. So I think that is the key message to our businesses as well as our workers.